Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We continue part two of our conversation with Sod Poodles president and GM Tony Enzer ahead of game four with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals tonight.
Going from high A to double A is the biggest jump in the minor leagues, period. There's nothing bigger. Going from double A to triple A is nothing compared to going from high A to double A. Our hitters at the start of the year, and this has kind of been our modus operandi, if you would, our hitters are facing the best pitchers they've ever faced in their career. Our pitchers are facing the best hitters they've ever faced in their career. And they're doing it at Hodgetown, which is an offensive ballpark, as we know. And you know what? We love the offense here at Hodgetown. The fact that our fans get to come out here and see homers on a regular basis, whether it's our team or the other team. If you like the long ball, Hodgetown is your home. But, for them to get those guys ready from high A to double A, because I think almost a little over half, maybe almost two-thirds of our players this year are brand new to the double A level. And so there's a learning curve, huge learning curve. And our coaches, that's what their job is to take that raw talent that we all know is there. I mean, there's so many prospects on this team with Hansel Ruiz, Angel Ortiz. You look at Conicello, McLaughlin, Danny Cerretti, I mean, and our pitching staff, you know, Daniel Egan, and just there's too many players to think about. Drew Jones. We have so many prospects on this team, but this is a hard game. This is the hardest game literally in the world to play and to be successful at. And so we started out rough. I think at one point we were 2-9, 2-10 on the season, a rough start for these guys, but that's natural. We expect that. Guess where we are now? The talent has come through just like we expected it would. We've won 19 out of our last 27 games. These guys are on fire. They're hungry. And you can just see the tiger in their eyes, and I love that.
Tony, thanks for the time. Hopefully this isn't the last on-air conversation that we have.
Well, no, hopefully, right after we win the first half championship.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm going out on a limb there, but you think about it. We're half game out of first place.
I know.
We start out 2-10. And this team has fought their way and battled their way to half game back in first place. By the time this airs, we could be in first place.
Yep.
I mean, that's just how good these guys are playing right now. Manny Pena, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I didn't mention Manny Pena.
The best.
He's one of my favorite players on this team, not because he hits the long ball, but just his personality, the way he approaches the game, his professionalism. But I tell you what, that left-handed swing is drop-dead gorgeous. Folks, if you have not seen Manny Pena yet, you need to get to the ballpark because he's leading all of double-A in home runs. He's second in the country.
Yep.
Out of 100 minor league teams, he's second in the country in home runs.
Yep.
I don't think this guy's going to be here long. So come out and see him and come out and see us. We love entertaining fans at the ballpark. We got a great product out on the field, and I know how hard our front office staff works to make this a great experience for our fans. So we love seeing you. So come on out.
Appreciate the time. The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.